time to dive into a fresh batch of great new music again on WNCW's On the Way Up podcast. We're on episode 18. We play styles ranging from Celtic stomp to gospel blues and from artists hailing from West Africa and Western North Carolina. There's both heartbreak and redemption in the show. We'll drop some knowledge about music promotion and publicity with our DJ for a Day segment when I interview Nelson Wells, founder of Team Claremont from Athens, Georgia. Plus, our segue of the week is a gem featuring a host of master musicians from Mali, alongside Damon Albarn from Blur and Gorillaz fame. Let's start close to home with an artist who spent a year studying at a jazz conservatory, founded the band Richmond Afrobeat Movement, walked from Mexico to Canada with a guitar on his back, and who now gives us the album Fear is the Teacher. This is Ben Fahn and the Soul Symphony with Beast of Desire.
With eyes as black as the night, body soft as the clay, hair flows down like the water, nothing left to say. Meet me where the mountains touch the sky, out beyond what's wrong and what is right. Where the moon pours at the tide, out beyond what's wrong and what is right. With smoke in my lungs, sweat on my hands, legs burning up like desert sands, breath like the wind, heart like a fire, give it all up to the beast of desire. Soft as the clay, hair flows down like the water, nothing left to say. Meet me where the mountains touch the sky, out beyond what's wrong and what is right. Meet me where the moon pours at the tide, out beyond what's wrong and what is right. With smoke in my lungs, sweat on my hands, legs burning up like desert sands, breath like the wind, heart like a fire, give it all up to the beast of desire. Smoke in my lungs, sweat on my hands, legs burning up like the desert sand, breath like the wind, heart like a fire, give it all up to the beast of desire. Smoke in my lungs, sweat on my hands, legs burning up like the desert sand, breath like the wind, heart like a fire, give it all up to the beast of desire.
We'll be right back. nothing else to do. Grab yourself a sandwich. While you're there, I'll have one too. Running around the corner, where it used to be a shop, now they're in the junk game. How much do you want me? This is what we've got. Welcome to Adamstown. We're still looking for what we found. Yeah, welcome to Adamstown. We're just shadows in a ghost town. Hey! Homeless down the west side, but what's supposed to be? Listen to the carnage on the tired and empty streets. We built ourselves a savior, then tore it all apart. Work is in the pipeline, train is on the wrong line. Get me out of here. Welcome to Adamstown. We're still looking for what we found. Yeah, welcome to Adamstown. We're just shadows in a ghost town. Take the money and run. Take the money and run. Take the money and run. Take the money and things are not all as they seem. In this rundown suburban dream, the tiger may have lost its roar. We will never lose our soul. Neighbors someday will appear. I have my doubts, please make it here. Please make it here.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm ever gonna see. And I wondered if this damn thing called love was ever even really meant to be. Time and time again we've gone through this. There don't ever seem to be no reason why. And I wondered if this thing called life is just here for us to just to say goodbye. Hey, you, my baby. Hey, you, my baby. Is it you, my baby? Maybe it's you, my baby. Just maybe,
maybe, baby, it's you.
Just maybe,
maybe, baby, it's you.
Yeah, just maybe. Find out it was way too much. And I done everything I could just to find out it was not enough. And I've been built up so high just to put on back down. Yeah.
And I got to where I just don't even want no one around. Oh yeah, you, my baby. Is it you, my baby? Hey, you, my baby. Maybe it's you, my baby. Oh, just maybe.
Maybe, baby, it's you.
Just maybe.
Maybe, baby, it's you.
Just maybe.
That's Jim Keaveney with Is It You from his sixth self-released album called Put It Together. Keaveney said, quote, "My music imagination thinks in horns." And that thinking was in full display with mariachi trumpeter Eric Ortiz, who was featured on that song. Jim Keaveney raised money to produce the record on a U.S. coast-to-coast bike trip last year. He calls Terlingua, Texas, home, where he is building an off-the-grid house. Ahead of that were some horns from the band Flogging Molly, and from their sixth record, Life is Good. They've been together for 20 years now, and this release comes after a personally difficult time for much of the band. Guitarist Dennis Casey lost his father, and lead vocalist David King lost his mother, leading up to the recording of the album, which also has the fire of current events fueling a lot of the spirit of it. That was Welcome to Adamstown, which features Mariachi El Bronx trumpeters Keith Douglas and Brad Majors alongside the band, who aren't from the British Isles, but rather hail from Los Angeles. Ben Fahn and the Soul Symphony got things going with the leadoff tune from his album Fear is the Teacher. Ben calls Asheville, North Carolina home and is playing his CD release show this weekend at the Isis Restaurant and Music Hall. Now here's a really catchy tune from the Secret Sisters with He's Fine.
That he's mine. what I lost. Davy White, where is he tonight? He's sleeping with her in a Tennessee town and he's fine. I think I lost my mind and I wasted time. I'm dreaming alone in a hotel bed and he's mine. Till all the miles erase my pain, till all the hurt is gone again. Searching for the next mistake, who never ever could replace. Davy White, where is he tonight? He's sleeping with her in a Tennessee town and he is fine. I think I lost my mind and my wasted time. I'm dreaming alone in a hotel bed and he's mine. I'm dreaming alone in a hotel bed and he's mine. But he's sleeping with her in a Tennessee town and he's fine.
Got a beast of burden purring round my toe. Can't be controlled, can't be contained. Can't put a hobo on the passenger train. Shake on your hip. Make my appetite about to outgrow my lip. Can't be controlled, can't be contained. Don't like today. There's always tomorrow, at least that's what they say. What was happening now can't be contained.
Jake Labatt's learned from early 20th century blues masters David Honeyboy Edwards and Maxwell Street Jimmy Davis, and he works those pre-war influences into a gritty and electric new album called Sunnyside. And that was Hobo on a Passenger Train from the Chicagoan's sixth record. He also has many film credits, including Lonesome Jim, Ghost World, 13 Moons, The Gray, and One Night With You, and had a recurring role in the TV series Gilmore Girls. The Secret Sisters are real-life sisters Lydia and Laura Rogers, and they have a new record label and producer with You Don't Own Me Anymore. Brandi Carlile produced it and helped the duo on their path to musical and financial redemption after being dropped from their previous label. Laura says, quote, "It was a nightmare that every day seemed to worsen. We went through things we literally never thought we would come out of," adds Lydia. "It had just gotten so bad, the only option was to file bankruptcy." Well, a crowdfunding campaign proved far more successful than they anticipated, and things were on their way. That was He's Fine, a song that stood out to me when I first heard it at their live performance at Jam in the Trees last year. Now it's time for DJ for a Day, where we pull aside the curtain to let you get a look into radio and the music business. Our guest is an indie promoter and publicist, one of the guys whose jobs is to get us DJs to play their new records with the goal of getting onto the charts and therefore gaining notoriety and opportunities. But as with everything in our world these days, things just aren't like they used to be. Here we are at another DJ for a Day on WNCW's On the Way Up, speaking with Nelson Wells of Team Claremont. You may not know much about promoters and what we call indie promoters here in radio, but Nelson is at the head of one of the best outfits that has been around for many, many years. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Nelson. What is an indie promoter? What do you do over there in Athens, Georgia?
Well, thank you, Joe. We are an indie promoter that's about to turn 20 years old this summer. More to your question, what are we? What is an indie promoter? We go out to radio stations. So on our database, we've probably got close to 600 stations, including WNCW, and many college stations and public and community stations that are similar. Typically, the record labels hire us to get radio airplay for their releases. Those terms are usually 6 or 8 weeks to go out to radio and talk to music directors like yourself and see if our records work for your rotation on your station. That's it in a nutshell.
So tell us about what happened to CMJ. I've been wanting to have this conversation with you for a while. CMJ imploded a year, 2 years ago maybe, and there's not really been anything to replace it. Nothing like CMJ anyway. What does this mean?
Yeah, well, you know, we've seen shifts in the industry, big ones before, and we've seen things shake up. They somehow always seem to work out because there are just too many people in the industry who care and who want to see things progress or go a certain direction. And CMJ has seen quite a few issues, and you can, of course, Google it and look at all the lawsuits and all the change of ownerships that have happened over the last probably 6 to 10 years, but Adam Klein was the most recent to purchase, and he comes from the dot-com world, and I think wanted to have that audience and that cachet of what the CMJ Music Marathon brought, not necessarily what the trade brought. But the writing, I think, was on the wall for all of us 2 years ago, and then a year ago we noticed most of the staff was leaving, and it really got down to one full-time person running the charts at CMJ. And when they announced that they were leaving last summer, we knew that that was pretty much the end. But at the same time, three other companies picked up the reins where they saw the writing on the wall as well. NACC is the one that seems to have made it and has built the system out well enough where you can check radio charts and all the stations have somewhere to report their charts. The other two were Medium Rotation, which aggregated a Spinatron chart, and the other one is still active, and it's run by Muzuka.com, and those are still active charts as well, just fewer stations report to them. So CMJ effectively went away early this year, but others, of course, are now in place, and so indie promoters like us still have our jobs.
It's hard to overestimate the importance for us in radio of a reporting agency like a CMJ, like an NACC. It may not mean a lot to the layperson, to somebody just listening to the radio station or listening to music as a fan, but in a way, without having
our podcast.
Or even our podcast right here. But imagine
going,
just...
What is this guy talking about, Spinatron and Yuzuka?
Yeah, it's our whole... It's like our own periscope on the world and being able to recognize what's happening. I mean, you know, imagine really for folks like you and people at the labels, it's incredibly important to know what is happening with all of these hundreds and hundreds of media entities, radio stations, online stations, and whatnot. Without a CMJ, without a charting mechanism, you're really flying blind.
Yeah. I think it does give them, it gives record labels a sense of direction and a sense of what is happening and is their reaction to this album or this artist or this song, so that they can then put the proper resources behind that artist or that album. And, you know, and if it's not reacting, it gives them the ability to maybe save some money and advertising dollars and things like that. So the chart itself may not be the mechanism indicator, but the activity and the stations playing the albums, I think you're exactly right, really shows and helps the label or the manager or the artist themselves these days.
Nelson, it's never been really all that easy to be in the music business, no matter what part of that business that you've been in. And now it's just changing even more rapidly. How has Team Claremont evolved, and how have you rolled with the punches?
Great question. You know, I said a moment ago that because there's a chart, we get to keep our jobs. But I say that as though we were only a radio promotion company or an indie promoter. And I feel for the companies who are only doing radio promotion, but our company in 2001 became a full-fledged publicity firm. So we've been doing PR for 16 years now, and that has overtaken the radio side of things as far as, you know, our year-end revenues, and by far. And our issue is we still have a love for radio, and that's where we all came from originally. And so it's impossible for us to let go of it completely, but public relations and doing traditional PR has really taken over in our little company. And I'm glad we took the chance in 2001 that we did, because that was the year that a lot of pink slips were coming down from the labels, letting a lot of staffers go. And the economy was in a rough spot, and we went against the current and said we need to expand, not shrink. And it was the best move we ever made. And frankly, you know, we have a young staff, but we're mostly a couple of old guys here. And so talking to college music directors, you know, we don't really know the lingo and the music as well as we might if we were, you know, 25. And so being a publicist and talking with writers who've been in the industry and who've been writing for years suits us well also, and I think we get better results.
We're speaking with Nelson Wells from Team Claremont today on the Way Up, DJ for a Day, talking about indie promoters, publicists, and the ever-changing world of the music business. Thank you for being on, Nelson.
Absolutely, Joe. Thank you.
We'd be glad to send you our charts from WNCW's Weekday Music Mix, as well as Arc Overnight. Just email me at joek@wncw.org to get set up. And you too could know which albums and songs are tops with us here in Spindale. Now it's time to travel across the ocean to West Africa for this great new release by Umu Sangare.
Mbade uyo angana nyere faga nyani yede Mbade nuyo jonti yere faga la Dunu ya sigi mono jonti yere faga nyani siye Adama de nya sigi kagele kani yere faga sa Bimoko ya sigi mono jonti yere faga nyani nye Ni nyo wana udankaba e barasoro dunu nya
kaba eni doni ndo dunuya dikeri fasago e kaba e bara soro dunuya ga imani yare faga nyani nyeki denu bila nyana pinjugula ubumine ku foloko toko sunguru ba musu dinde wa jongani yare faga nyani nyani te ba jama Don't let me out of Fagasa Madina ala ere seidu kodo kani yere faga toroya e libere ville seidu kan kani yere fagasa si se va vive kani yere faga nyani ibali maujiye kani yere fagasa iwolo de umbife kani yere faga nyani tiye mali yenu jigibika kani yere faga nyani Kan melemba koro dente wasidu Jongani yere fa nyani nyani te ba jamo Jongani yere fa nyani ay nyani ma nyani ma nyani
Jongani yere fa nyani
Auma yewa ne ma yere fa gade Auma mewa ne ma yere faga abada Uya danela uye gnye joko jugu be danela ne ma yere faga sa Uya fonema uye doro ku kongalum be danela umu ma yere faga de Uya danela uye porno kongalum be danela ene yere faga wa Uya fonema uye dia jogo jugu bedanela umu ma yere faga de ne mama yere faga nyani ka au bla nyana pinjuku
That's our segue of the week from Mali Music, the album that was a benefit for Oxfam and featured prominent artists from that country like Toumani Djibaté, Lobi Traoré, and FL Bokoum alongside Damon Albarn. It's one of my favorite cultural hybrids, and I have gone back to it again and again over the 15 years since it was released. Ahead of Mali Music, another giant of the West African music diaspora, Oumou Sangaré. Mokoya is her latest, and it too bridges musical styles and cultures. That was Yere Faga, featuring another legend, drummer Tony Allen. It's her first album in 8 years, and she has a new production team, ALBERT, and a new label, No Format, both based in France. It's a different sound for Sangaré, with more Western instrumentation like keyboards and cello. However, it all dovetails really nicely with her Malian roots. Now here's one from Benjamin Booker's second album, Witness, which was written mostly during his stay in Mexico City. This is Believe.
Only Jesus, hey, and I keep holding. Jesus, hey, and I keep holding. Jesus, hey, and I keep a holding on.
I was lost, and I couldn't be found. I was lost, though I couldn't be found. My soul was feeling cold. I went to church.
I went to church.
Cause my soul was feeling cold. I went to church.
Went down to church.
Cause my soul was feeling cold. Getting more to say with the cold old made it go.
I keep holding.
Keep holding on.
Jesus, hey.
If you're a sinner, you got to reach out your hand. If you're a sinner, you got to reach out your hand. If you're a sinner, all you do is reach out your hand. Our Savior's gonna get you to the promised land.
I keep holding.
I've been a fan for Davis Cohen for years now, and he surprised me a bit with his 10th release, These Things Shall Pass. As you might guess, it's an all-gospel record, which is a rarity in the blues world, half originals and half covers. Cohen follows through on a longtime goal of recording an album of spirituals, and that was his composition, Jesus' Hand, featuring Patrick McCleary. Davis is another of our artists in this episode who is no stranger to the camera, as he was in Martin Scorsese's PBS special, The Blues, reality show Lizard Lick Towing, and in the Jesse May Hemphill documentary. Benjamin Booker ahead of that with Believe, off of Witness. It's an intense, defiant record, and while that tune seems uplifting at first, give the lyrics some more attention. You might get some goosebumps, tell you what. He's from New Orleans, and Booker went to Mexico City for inspiration, saying he felt like, quote, a songwriter with no songs. Notably, he brings on Mavis Staples for the title track. Well, that's our show, and thanks for listening to On the Way Up. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, encouraging you to support the artists you've enjoyed here. Everything we do at WNCW, including this podcast, is made possible by listeners like you, and you can help us continue our mission by becoming a member anytime at wncw.org. Thanks also to Eliza Lynn for our theme song.
Sing a new song in the rain. Sing a new song till the drops coming down. Sing a new song.